Fallen Women by Sue Welfare. May you live in interesting times. An ancient Chinese curse. Chapter 1. So how tall do you want this dream man to be then, Chrissy? Kate scanned down the form on the computer screen, her face blank with concentration.
You can specify height as well.
Jesus, said Bill, who'd been helping fill in Chrissy's profile. He popped the top on another can of Bud.
And there's you girls always telling us that size doesn't matter.
He said it in a sly, sarky way, which made Chrissy and Kate both turn round to give him a withering look. Grinning, he held up his hands in surrender, while Kate's attention moved back to the screen. OK, so what have we got here? 5 foot to 5 foot five? 5 foot six to 5 foot eight? 5 foot nine to 6 foot? Kate read. Small, medium or large. Mr. Wright comes in several handy sizes, apparently. Not in my experience he doesn't, said Chrissy bitterly. She was halfway through her second large glass of Archer's and orange juice, the glow from the screen picking out cheekbones that only appeared when she was seriously depressed. Leaning over Kate's shoulder, she peered myopically at the what are you looking for wish list. We're over 6 foot four? Good God, no! I'd have to take a stepladder out with me every time I wanted to snog. Up to about 6 foot? Suggested Kate. Chrissy nodded. How about hair?
I'm getting bored with this, whined Bill. It's Friday, end of the week. I want to...
They all looked at him. What? Snapped Chrissy. Cut loose? Get lucky? Get laid? What did happen to what's-her-name anyway?
Oh, meow. Did you ever get that job in personnel?